president, as well as from Xi Jinping.
Well, President Trump will get into the beast and will roll along the highway from Beijing's airport to the hotel where he's staying at the Four Seasons. It's quite close to the U.S. Embassy. And then tomorrow morning, around 10 a.m. local time, he will head toward the Great Hall of the People, which is on the western side of Tiananmen Square. There's going to be a ceremony in the square to welcome the U.S. president, and then the meetings begin. He will be face-to-face with Xi Jinping for most of the morning, and then they will do a walking tour together of the Temple of Heaven. It's a beautiful 15th century structure. They've closed it to tourists for the day for this very occasion. And then later there will be a state banquet, and then into Friday the meetings continue, tea and lunch at Zhongnanhai. This is the center of power for Chinese politicians here in Beijing. So this is a shorter visit than last time, cut to just 2 days, but still a lot of the special features that Jonathan talked about, meticulously planned, meticulously executed, wanting to welcome President Trump for this historic visit, the first visit by a U.S. president in nearly a decade.